Greetings, everyone. Thank you for joining, and welcome to this episode of Sis Empowerment Radio, where our quest is to share knowledge that empowers in alignment with the fluid flow of life. I'm Raisa Darlene Nazaire, and Sky will be joining us as co-host shortly. Tonight's discussion is how to start a CBD business. And while we are not quite all the way down on the ground floor, the CBD business is still on the cutting edge since the 2018 Farm Bill federally legalized hemp, industrial hemp, and by extension, that includes hemp extract like CBD oils. What's truly amazing is that the projected market for CBD products, whether they be topicals, edibles, supplements, or whatever you can creatively imagine, is that the CBD industry is projected to hit over $20 billion in sales by 2023. And that is only in the United States. So why shouldn't we get in on this green rush and get our proverbial piece of the pie? Okay, so like any other business, I'm just letting some people into the Zoom meeting. Like any other business, there are steps to go through, right? You got to write a business plan, you register your company, pick a name, register your company, open a bank account or other transactional account. You know the laws, you know the target market, except that the CBD industry right now is a little different because there's still a lot of significant regulatory considerations surrounding industrial hemp. And that even includes the ability to specifically state what CBD can do for you from a health benefits perspective. So our guest tonight, Allison Owens Green, of Cannabis Plant C, has been working in the healthcare field since she arrived from Jamaica, West Indies in the 70s. Allison is a serial entrepreneur who has earned a PhD in information technology management. Dr. Green, who is pioneering in cannabis business consulting, also serves as a subject matter consulting expert to all domains of integrated delivery of healthcare. She builds, designs, and develops healthcare software systems for clinical and revenue cycle areas, as well as develops workflow processes. Cannabis Plant LLC is her latest venture and reflects her quest to share information and knowledge that empowers. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Okay, we're going to start with the first question. I guess the obvious question is, how did you become an advocate for CBD?
Well, I became an advocate for CBD because, for many reasons. One, because I wanted to create a second revenue stream, but primarily because I work in healthcare. And so throughout my 30-something years in healthcare, I have seen a lot of things, and it just motivated me to want to help people. We live in a time where our insurance laws have are impacting the way that we're receiving care. We have laws that are coming down the line through healthcare called propensity to pay, which will impact the way that care is reimbursed. When a person goes to the hospital or goes to the doctors. So we pretty much just have to start looking at ways and how are we going to better manage our health, as well as creating additional revenue streams for ourselves, which will ultimately help ourselves and other people. So the motivation for me was, of course, creating the second revenue stream and also helping people. Those are my primary goals.
Okay, that's amazing. And then I'd heard on another show that you were into that one of your children is dealing mm-hmm. with bipolar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And so to that end, you were also looking at CBD.
Right. So I started to look at CBD after that process. So for 9 or 10 years, we went through a very extensive process. He did too, because he suffered mainly with the diagnosis and the treatment or lack of it thereof. So for 9 years, we actually witnessed how difficult it was for him to get the care that he needed. And then once he got it, how difficult it was for it to be maintained, simply because there are no longer any psychiatrists in our United States hospitals. So when a person has a manic episode, there really is no appropriate way to care for that person other than to send them to the emergency room, which in then turn, if they don't, you know, get sent to jail, then in turn they will, you know, get sent to a mental, triage for probably, let's say, 72 hours, and then they're let go. And then there, of course, is the lack of adherence to medication, a lot of other complications that comes with mental health. So taking a look at that, that brought me to CBD, but actually my daughter, one of my daughters, actually, you know, we discussed it. And after I looked at where I am in healthcare, how I can help people, how I'm helping people in healthcare, how can I can help them even more with a product that is unique and that has efficacy, that that has been proven over time, then yeah, I will do that. I also want to help other people create a revenue stream because I've been involved in this for a while. I've been going to a lot of various events to educate myself on the process, and there has been a severe lack of Black representation in all of these events. I actually attended an event in Florida. Lots of people came, lots of information. People who were advocates from all around the country came. I think I literally counted maybe five Black people in the entire event. So I think that because of the stigma of marijuana, that people are taking a step back because they feel like, you know, they may be potentially termed as drug dealers. Right. So I'm just here to basically set the record straight and to let people know that CBD is not a drug. It is very different from THC, though it does come from the plant, and that they're missing out on a lot of potential revenue opportunities by not rethinking that.
You know, that was one of my first questions for you. Why would we get into the CBD business? Why is starting a CBD business? And any future extension of that with the legal marijuana industry so opportune at this time? So you mentioned that it's supplemental to your income, or it could become your primary source of income.
I think that's absolutely
definitely changing the dynamics on how we look at making money, as you said, because traditionally Black people shy away from working in this area. And then there's the mind, body, spirit impact. Can you talk to that aspect of it more?
Well, there's a lot to talk about in that aspect, mind, body, and spirit. So many years, thousands of years, of course, marijuana has been utilized. I'm originally from Jamaica, so I know firsthand from living in Jamaica that Rastafarians had been using marijuana as a sacrament for many years. Even though it was still considered illegal, it has recently become decriminalized, just like most states in the United States have decriminalized marijuana, not all, but most. And so the spiritual aspect of it is that there are Native Americans, there are Rastafarians, there are just regular people. There are shamans, who you have been and will be and are still utilizing that as part of their spiritual sacrament. And then, of course, you're looking at the physical aspect. You know, if you go into, you know, when you wake up every day and you go into a store, I won't call the obvious ones, but they're pretty big superstores around here. And when you walk in the store, what is the first thing that you see? You see the fruits at the front, and then you see all the packages lined up at the back. So you see about 95% of everything that's in the supermarket are probably processed foods. Everything is packed. We live a lifestyle today where it's very difficult for people to cook, you know, maintain just the basic things that we as women need to maintain because we live, you know, a very fast life. You know, we have things going on. We're starting businesses. We have families. We have careers. You know, so, of course, it's always easy to just throw something in a pot and call it food. Right. So, of course, this over, you know, the years has led to our physical deterioration due to the foods that we're eating. And so even though CBD is a oil that helps maintain homeostasis within the body, also making common sense dietary and exercise and other decisions that helps promote that stability, you know, plays a part in it as well. I'll let you go ahead. You seem like you're about to say something.
I know, just shaking my head in agreement.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we spend our time, you know, eating a lot of processed foods and very rarely cook. I don't know too many people that cook, wholesome food at home, because they probably don't have time. And then, of course, there's money involved. So we spend so much time eating these processed foods. It's breaking down our bodies. It's causing disease states, you know, and it's ultimately a reason why. So what do we have to do? I didn't start thinking about some things until I started getting older. You know, I turned, 57? I keep forgetting. I'm not sure if I'm 57 or 58. I've forgotten now. But ever since I... ever since I hit the 50s, you know, there are things that I've been experiencing from a physical standpoint that I never heard anyone talk about. And if they did, it was in a very limited capacity. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, when things started to occur in my body, I'm like, well, maybe something's wrong with me, only to find out that, no, I'm basically just part of the norm.
Right.
This is a conversation that people don't have. So I started to see the changes taking place in my body. Physiologically, and also mentally. And I realized that I needed something to help me maintain my homeostasis within myself, because I have a very stressed responsibility. I'm starting a business. I also conduct contracts on the side, you know, designing systems. I have a family, I have children, I have grandchildren. So it's a lot to balance and juggle all of that. I'm sure all these women or men who are out there know what it is. You have to stay up at night. You have to work hard. So, you know, your body breaks down from giving so much, from not eating enough, from not eating well enough, you know. And so we now have to look at our bodies in a wholesome way. Doctors are. They've now started to look at people in a wholesome way, in that they start to take into consideration your mind, your spirit, and your body. Your body can be well, but if your mind is not well adjusted and it's not well, it doesn't matter how well your body is. The whole aspect of CBD helps to bring your mind, your body, and spirit into a homeostasis in which you are remaining in a balanced state.
Right. I saw a quote that said, it came from actually Mount Sinai. The brain is about a symphony, and CBD can bring the entire symphony into harmony.
Right. It's very synergistic. So when you take CBD, especially when it comes to the full spectrum CBD, which incorporates the plant and all of its compounds and molecules into your body, into your bloodstream, then yes, you are then now activating these endocannabinoids, and they are then doing what they are designed to do, because they are now bound to your receptors, and your receptors recognize through your neurotransmitters that this thing that you have put into your body is bringing some type of release. The good part about full spectrum CBD also is, and that's the product that I distribute also, is that no matter if you use it on your, let's say you wanted to use full spectrum on your hair or on your skin, it doesn't matter what part of the body that you utilize full spectrum CBD, because no matter whether you use it on your skin, your hair, or your fingernails, it is going to still penetrate into your body and still bound to those receptors and find whatever it is your body needs to be able to alleviate, whether it's stress, anxiety, pain. For some people, they may be taking cancer treatments and may have an intolerance to chemotherapy. And so that is very helpful in maintaining control. Also addiction, drug addiction, CBD has been proven and is still being proven through extensive research to assist in maintaining homeostasis even within the body of a drug addict. So there are many benefits to it. There's also many benefits to hemp. And with hemp and CBD, and this is what I want people to know, because when you think of hemp, a lot of people just think of farm or a bunch of stuff that you're just growing just to extract this oil. However, a hemp, industrial hemp, which was successfully removed off of Schedule One drug, is actually industrialized hemp that is beneficial in creating things from homes to cars to ropes to all different types of things that makes for good investment, number one, and fuel. You know, so you're looking at something that will never fail. This is something that we all are going to need until we're no longer here. And so hemp brings the benefit of having the of being decriminalized and being able to utilize it for industrial purposes, which will also bring a lot of other green jobs, as well as for therapeutic benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that there has been a lot of research in CBD with epilepsy and how effective it is with epileptic attacks, sclerosis, chronic inflammation, depression, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and you mentioned anxiety and opioid withdrawal. It just makes me think of how many products that are on the market that could be replaced by this one product, and one that is natural and actually works and has limited side effects.
Well, you know, we take medication from the drugstores and they have many side effects that we don't even know about, side effects that we never take the time to read those very small fine print when you go to the drugstore. I mean, for real, when you go to the drugstore and you get your medication, do you actually read the whole entire page of every single element or molecule that's within? No, you don't. You may look at the basic instructions, what the doctor said, what he relayed to the pharmacist, correct? To take it one Q day as needed or as instructed. So with anything, unless you examine the components of it, you don't know what you're taking. Pharmaceutical companies have been providing offline drugs for a very long time, which are drugs that are not deemed, approved by the FDA, so to speak, but nonetheless distributed. So, you never know this. It's not told to you by the pharmacist. You're simply given either the real thing or you're given a generic based on your ability to pay or based on your insurance. That's what you're given. CBD is just like anything else. You have to do your homework. You have to investigate the components of what is within this thing, because you can go to any CBD store. And if you have a job, let's say that is an important job that requires you to be drug free, then you certainly just don't want to go to a store and pick up CBD, because if you get a drug test and it turns out that you're more than 0.3%, then you have now you're now on the threshold of marijuana, and then you have failed a drug test. So with our products, though they're full spectrum, are approved by doctors. And also our products are actually endorsed by the NFL, by sports players who actually have to tax their bodies and go through extensive pain and who are utilizing it because of the fact that there are products which will, that may have trace THC and may compromise a drug test. So understanding the difference between, you know, isolates and things such as full spectrum, understanding the percentages of CBD as opposed to what constitutes marijuana as a drug is important. But once you get past those elements of things, what people need to understand is that CBD is not a drug. CBD does not get you high. But yet CBD has shown and is proven to provide a lot of therapeutic benefits. You just mentioned yourself about epilepsy. Well, the government just created a medicine called Epidiolex, which is $32,000 for someone who has seizures. Now, I have a cousin who has had seizures. He's had seizures since he was a child. And luckily for him, he has insurance under his mother's insurance. That won't last forever, because once you get to a certain age, then, of course, you no longer have that insurance. So if that child doesn't have a good job, like the parent does, let's say, how are they going to then afford their epileptic medication? because most of our children do depend on us, and they do depend on our assistance. They do depend on our insurance. But once you become of age or 26 years old and you no longer have that insurance and you're just building your life, then, you know, what are you going to do? So there are just so many things that comes into play when you're looking at, you know, CBD. Again, Epidiolol is epileptic medication they just released, $32,000. However, how many people can afford that? Insurance is not going to pay for Epidiolol, and yet the government is the one that released it. The same government that has marijuana on a Schedule I drug classification. So there's a lot of hypocrisy in this, in what's going on, until it's straightened out. For example, if a patient wants to refer, let's just say, for medical marijuana, they have to go through a doctor who will then have to provide a referral to the government, the Department of Health, who will then administer that. So a lot of gray areas, a lot of hypocrisy, a lot of things going on, but nonetheless, it's a new industry, and everybody is just basically just trying to find their way, utilizing all the resources they can to find their way to navigate through those gray waters.
Okay, so let's talk about how one would get started in a CBD business.
Sure. Yeah. So there are a couple ways to get started in the CBD business. Of course, you know, as you mentioned, and I don't take for granted that everybody knows this, so I always repeat it, is that you have to register a name. And when you register a name, be careful. Well, I chose Cannabis Plan for a lot of different reasons. Some people are very leery about choosing a name that has cannabis or CBD in it for whatever their purposes may be. But whatever the case may be, choose a name that is appropriate for you and your company. And then, of course, you're going to have to get a business license. I found out, and this was ad hoc when I went to obtain my business license, was that not only did I need a business license, I also needed a agricultural license. And even though I'm not, farming hemp, and even though I'm not selling directly from my home, nonetheless, that is still a requirement. So I would definitely advise people to check with their state and with their licensing offices to determine whether or not they will need a agricultural license to be a CBD dropshipper distributor. The next thing is, you would probably want to start looking around at some of, these companies that are vendors and that are looking for drop shippers. Now, drop shipping or distributing, you can look at. Drop shipping is that, and distributing is basically the same, but there's a little bit of a difference. Drop shipping, you can actually sell the product, but you don't actually house that product at your home or your home office or your office or your store. That product comes strictly from the vendor. So you would sign a contract with the vendor, basically stating that you are now a legitimate business and that you have the ability to now drop ship because you have a license. Then, of course, the drop shipper may have some requirements. Their requirements are specific to their own. However, most of the basic ones that I've seen is that you would need to have a website. You would need to be able to, upload your products to that website. And then you would need to set up that website. You would have to make a lot of determinations, the taxes in your state, things of that nature. And then you pretty much start selling. It's not difficult at all. I think the most difficult part of it is, number one, making sure that you live in a state that doesn't have, you know, banking practices that are still, I mean, we still have banks that are not really, engaging, but there's some that, as long as it's maintained as retail or wellness products, then that's distinctive for them. So
it's important right now to not have cannabis in the name of your business, because a lot of we'll just look at the name and turn you down based on what they think and because right. of a questionable regulatory environment as well.
Yeah. Well, just like everything else, we'll get through that. You know, it's new. Yeah. So So we'll get through that, and then everyone will start looking for a name that has cannabis or marijuana or something in it, or, you know, so we'll get through it. We're just going through the first stages, you know, again, as, you know, you stated, or we stated that, you know, because of the stigma around marijuana is why it is what it is. I mean, even with having a store, you know, starting a business, I personally didn't think that I would need a store because CBD sells so well without just from word of mouth. Right. Another thing is people are very conservative about going into the store. They feel that they're going to cop a deal. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to cop some drugs or something. And this is what people tell me. I was literally having a conversation the other day in a company. And I said to somebody, oh, you probably just need some CBD. And they were like, oh, no, don't say that. And I said, say what? And they said, CBD. And I'm like, well, you know, it's not a curse word. It's just three letters. And you might, you know, want to learn something about it. But, you know, again, people are, has that stereotype around marijuana and medical marijuana and CBD because of the history of marijuana itself. So starting a business is going to be relatively easy, actually, because the CBD products sell very well. They sell very well for us. And for me, with our distributors, there is a $10,000 distribution license. However, you only pay $1,000 up front, and the company they're so confident that their product works that they don't even use your social security number to finance your distribution license. You can pay it, I think, in two or three installments of the $1,000. And then, of course, you know, you'll get your products. You'll also have a website that's part of it. And then you get to selling. The good thing about it is that there are many opportunities in which you can distribute your products. You can distribute your products to, you know, to wellness organizations. And believe me, there are lots of them, to doctors, a lot of doctors who may own their own practices, because doctors who actually work under corporations are not allowed to even have that discussion. So most of the time, the doctor that you will be talking to is more than likely someone who owns his own practice. So
let's talk a little bit more about the distributors, because one thing you certainly want to do is ensure that you've got a good distributor with good quality CBD oil. And you mentioned isolate versus full spectrum. If you would talk a little bit more about what the difference is, and also, as I said, making sure that we find a good distributor out there, and they do have varying payment plans. Some of them let you in for pretty much nothing down, and then it goes up the scale. So you have to.
I would be cautious of the nothing down, because a lot of times people want you to put nothing down and they give you what's called a commission. For me, I get half of everything. There is no commission. I get literally half of everything. Whatever I sell, I get half. And anybody that becomes a distributor, that's primarily how that works.
Okay.
So just to expand on that, the $10,000 is the distributor's license. And like I said, you put $1,000 down, and then you're required to make, let's say, about $250 a month. But if you don't meet that, you don't pay anything, because I think you pay like $150 back on your loan every month. But as I stated, the company does not even take your social security number, because they're confident you're going to sell those products. You're going to sell those products because these doctors, which are a group of, I think, 16 or 17 doctors that are here and across the world, they have hemp farms in which they're actually growing their own hemp. They're extracting their own CBD, and they're actually growing various strains in which they are targeting certain disease states in order to, of course, create a market for CBD and for different disease states. The doctors also, probably around next year sometime, are also planning on even incorporating telemed into the distribution, so that patients are able to call in or to consult with a provider in the event that they would like to take CBD, and they may have questions about taking CBD with therapeutic medication. So there's a lot of things that's going to be implemented with that. Of course, our products are also backed by NFL players. They're being endorsed by them. And of course, I would prefer to endorse a product that is backed by doctors, because currently there's so many CBD vendors and CBD everything out there that doctors cannot afford to lose their license. So I would rather go with people who I know has to ensure that I get the best product and that I provide the best product to people who need it and want it, simply because it has the efficacy and that they are the ones responsible for ensuring this, and they're putting their license on the line for this, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just to let the audience know, there's a couple of steps in the creation of CBD products. Firstly, the raw material needs to be cultivated and harvested. That's with the farmers. And we actually here in the U.S. have a cooperative of Black farmers who are growing CBD. Or growing hemp rather. And so we have an opportunity to buy Black as well. But for example, if you plan on using industrial hemp to create your CBD products, you would either need to cultivate or purchase a large amount of the plant. And then from there, the CBD oil is extracted from the plant using a variety of methods. And again, you can do this yourself, or you can outsource it to a company to process it and extract for you. Mm-hmm. So once you have extracted the CBD oil, it can be sold as a concentrate or used to infuse a variety of products like lotions and cream.
Yeah, that's actually where the isolates come into play. The isolates are very flexible, so they make for creating homemade products. So that's the isolates is good in that regard. You know, full spectrum is, or broad spectrum as they call it, is like eating an apple. You know, you bite the apple and you get the entire nutrition. You know, it depends on what it is that you want and what it is that your body calls for. But again, the compounds that are in the isolates are just that, isolated. And so you do not get the full spectrum. And of course, if you want the full benefit of CBD, then full spectrum is actually recommended, because, again, that's why it's called full spectrum. And isolates means that they isolate certain parts of those compounds or molecules. So one is full spectrum, obviously, because it has all of those main differences and the full multiple compounds that actually come with it.
Awesome. Okay, so we talked about starting the business, and we're speaking about distributors now. Let's get into marketing. What can you say, or what can we say legitimately in our marketing campaigns that it's within legal parameters?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about it is that branding is very wide open for CBD. You're pretty much branding your own things. And then, of course, you have to market them. So then you have to figure out, well, how am I going to market my CBD? So I started looking at various ways that I could market. So starting off, of course, with Facebook, which was a big mistake, simply because anything that mentions CBD, I mean, I've been in Facebook jail so many times, I've been suspended so many times, because every time I post something, you know, I'm always posting articles so people can be aware of what's going on. They can have information. And the minute that I post a product, I'm suspended and I have to prove who I am and I have to go through all of these ridiculous things. So clearly Facebook is just not CBD friendly. I wouldn't waste my time with them.
And neither is Amazon or eBay.
Yeah. And of course, they're not friendly, because, of course, then you would be competing with so many products, you know. So so how do you market it? Well, you know, the good thing about the product that I'm distributing is that it's marketed for me. And it's marketed for me because the distributors that I distribute from, they're called Natural Leaf. And that is spelled, for those who want to look it up, it's www.NatraleifCBD.com. That's NatraleifCBD.com. And so the good thing about it is these doctors, obviously have to deliver on their product, and they are creating more and more strains as research is being done. And once they do that and they release the product, then that product gets released to us, and then ultimately we distribute those products. We have ads that are going to be coming out shortly with some of the NFL players who are endorsing the product. It works for them. So if it works for them, you certainly don't have to be an athlete to heal like one. But it's definitely showing that it has efficacy, because not only are the doctors providing this product, but athletes are endorsing it. And of course, there is a strict code of ethics when it comes to being an athlete. Something else I wanted to tell you. What is it? Now, there is a thing called promo.com, which allows you to create, promo products for your products. So you can basically take, let's say, one of your products. If you want to promo it, you can add music to it, and you can find platforms in which to promo it. Instagram, I guess, Snapchat is good. Pinterest. You just have to kind of search around, because that's another area in which there are opportunities in which people can create platforms for people to be able to market their CBD. There is another platform that I do know about, a company that I followed that brought me up to speed of where I am, and they're called Minorities for Medical Marijuana. And they are pretty big in the industry. They're very big advocates. They're a good educational resource. I actually got with Minorities for Medical Marijuana. I started to attend some of their events to basically educate myself on the landscape. And so I pretty much, I'm going to actually sign up as a member with them, simply because their resources are so vast. I mean, they consist of lawyers, they consist of patients. And of course, they have a platform in which you can advertise your product and network with others. So it's limited in terms of marketing your brand. You can put decals on your car. You can tell it to your families and friends. The minute that people in my neighborhood found out that I'm engaged, in being a distributor, I have a next door neighbor who came next door, and told me he was interested in purchasing the product. He had so many meds he's trying to wean himself off of. And I didn't really have to do anything. Word of mouth just basically lent itself, and people just started calling me, because one thing for sure is that everyone knows somebody who is experiencing pain. Right. Everybody knows somebody who has anxiety or PTSD or, some form of illness that CBD would help them to manage.
And while there are a lot of people out there who are looking at starting a CBD business, if you think about it, like aspirin, I mean, there are probably thousands of aspirin companies, maybe millions around the world, but it's because it's a product that people feel that they need that works. And so The market allows for that many competitors. And the same thing with the CBD, Even more powerfully, I think. I heard you say you can have your own website. So that would be a great way or place for you to market. Brick and mortar is good if you've already got a store, just to add the CBD product.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are some people, I mean, I know a lot of people who have contacted me. I'm so excited for them. Like, I know a friend of mine who literally is firing her job, and she makes the best, bath bombs and all types of homemade, things that she plans on marketing. I don't want to put a lot of people's business out there, because they got some really creative ideas out there, and I don't want to throw it out there and somebody else snatches us up. But there are people that's coming up with some really creative ways. People who already make candles or, bath and body soaps or balms or things of that nature, this would be a great opportunity for them to capitalize on that. Even oils, people who may sell oils, even incense. There's a lot of opportunity in capitalizing off of already existing products. Of course, they're edibles. Again, check with your state to see what is and what is not allowed. But they're edibles that people are making, lotions, soaps. Everybody's getting really creative. And then outside of that, there is also a market in which you can take what your existing industry is and transition that. They're looking for, if you literally go on Indeed.com, you will see that there are jobs available. There are also companies, you know, who are starting up security companies that needed to secure hemp and marijuana farms.
Trucking
companies.
Transport.
Exactly. Security companies who have to transport money from these places to whatever banks may take them because it's strictly cash.
Right.
There are no electronic transactions going on. So security companies, CBD security companies, a wonderful thing at this time. I don't think you will not have business at all. I'm sure would be very lucrative. So there are a lot of places, even hairdressers who have, you know, a lot of people are probably trying to, you know, transition back to natural hair or things of that nature. And I think that CBD, you know, products for hair and skin like we distribute would be helpful in creating a revenue stream for the hairdressing. For the hairdresser, as well as helping people to then, you know, take care of their hair. So there are a lot of different ways in which you can distribute your CBD. There are wellness facilities, you know, there are rehab facilities. There are, you know, a lot of, I guess, organic, supermarkets. Mm-hmm. People are distributing everywhere. I mean, I go into places, just walk around and, you know, just see what, you know, people are doing just for the heck of it. And I'm just so amazed at how it is. We're so creative in taking this new paradigm and recreating something that's even better. I just think that people need to take a look at, give CBD a chance. Don't focus on the marijuana aspect of it, because you know, that's a very small portion of it. Medical marijuana is a very small portion of this paradigm. The biggest paradigm at this point is actually CBD and hemp, and that's because we're fighting to get marijuana off of Schedule 1C, which it shouldn't have been there in the first place. So unfortunately it is, and through hopefully some forward-thinking people that we hope to elect for the next election, this might make some changes. Another thing that that I would think that, as you mentioned with the marketing, starting your own marketing company would be a great thing, because the marketing is so hard. So if there's people out there who already have their own marketing companies, or, you know, who know how to market, then this would be a great place to help people like myself or other people who are trying to market their products, to help them, you know, get into that space and utilize whatever strategies that you do for e-commerce marketing, you know, to help grow sales and that type of thing. And then again, there's some people who purchase the products just for themselves and their families. There is another person who came to me who is actually a coach. And she wants to purchase the product for herself, as well as the athletes that she coaches. So there's just a lot of different synergy that you can find just in your everyday person that you're talking to.
And you can have the opportunity to private label too. You can
absolutely buy precisely
and just add to your current product line or start your own product line.
Product labeling, I would think, I mean, from what I've investigated, has started probably, let's say, at about $5,000 is what I've seen, is the lowest that I've seen. If you wanted to do your own white label, and white label, for those of you out there who are asking, is primarily just creating your own label. Mm-hmm. So you can do that. And of course, create your own products right in the kitchen. And of course, there, you know, that's even a little gray area. You're definitely going to have to keep up on a lot of the regulatory compliances as we go through that, especially as it pertains to edibles and things of that nature. That's still a gray area, because of course everybody wants to bring about product quality, and in order to do that, if you're making it in your kitchen, you know, there's some things to that you may want to think about. For example, there are certain types of let's say strains that may cause certain types of allergic reactions, you know, like peanuts. So there, when you're making cosmetic products and things of that nature, you may want to think about that or edibles. So, you know, that makes for, you know, you're going to learn as you go along. I learned a lot of things as I started. It sounds very simple, but you'd be surprised how every little thing, you know, is very intricate because you're not sure where it's going and you're just really taking a chance until they come up with the next, you know, law or the next regulatory process. And then, you know, so you're just kind of just feeling your way in the dark. I utilize some other government, well, they're not government. I would say that they are pro marijuana, and they're called Safe Access for Americans. And they're a very good resource also for learning about marijuana, CBD, hemp, learning about the business, learning about the legal side of it.
What's your name?
And Safe Access.
Safe Access. Okay.
Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, we can post the website so that people can know where to go to keep up to date with the regulatory status. So we did talk about the benefits of CBD. We talked about some of the challenges. You mentioned banking and the access to reliable banking because of the regulatory landscape. And then I saw that insurance can also be an issue. Finding affordable insurance for a CBD business is another major challenge because the prices are still high despite the fact that the hemp industry has been made legal. And that goes back to the stigma, which you were mentioning earlier. I think you mentioned payment processing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those fees are really high for the CBD industry. Visa recently cut off all of their CBD business. And so now we have MasterCard and Discover who are accepting payments. And then we're looking at funding, access to capital. The banks and other lenders are still leery to fund CBD companies because, as you mentioned, they're viewing the industry as too risky. And as we've said many times, without the clear regulatory requirements. So just, you know, some caution as you move forward that you have to stay on top of what the current regulations are.
All right.
So you don't get caught up in not following the right trend and ensuring that your business is in alignment with the law.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about it is I got a call from the IRS the other day because they wanted to know if I made any money. So it's funny that we have this stigma around selling it, but yet the government is poised and ready to collect on it.
Yeah.
Because they know that this is going to be a very big industry and people are going to make lucrative money off of it. I mean, there's really so many things that you can do. It's not just about CBD. I mean, you can sell lights, you know, because remember that even though marijuana may not be legal everywhere, for those places that it is legal, people or patients, citizens, whatever you may call them, have been granted the ability to grow a certain amount of marijuana. So there are things out there that people are going to need to buy. Bud gloves, lights, are things that, you know, they're going to need to be supplied with. So it's not just CBD. You can sell CBD, but you can sell other things that people are going to need. For example, another thing may be, let's say, containers for your pharmaceutical, that you put your pharmaceutical drugs in. Well, they have a standard for medical marijuana in a container that it should be in. And it has to be childproof, and, you know, has all these requirements. So you can sell other things that are congruent to the whole process. You don't just have to sell CBD. You can sell all types of things. There are people selling clothing, makeup, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So it's not restricted to that.
Let's open the line for question. If you have a question, you can unmute your phone. Uh, Okay, so here's a question. It says, thank you for sharing such great information, mm-hmm. Allison. Can you speak to
You're
how
welcome.
Invest in stocks in the CBD industry? Is that viable at this time?
Yeah, I think it's viable at this time because you're coming in on the ground where everything is starting anew. I personally don't know any stocks other than Motley Fool is who I follow because yeah, I follow Motley Fool. They're very informative. Mm-hmm. And this is how I'm looking at things. So hopefully this will help you. There's certain things that I know for a fact that we're going to need until the day that we're no longer here. And so in terms of investing, I would think hemp would be one of them. Because hemp is, it's like, what is it? Full spectrum CBD. I mean, you can't go wrong with hemp. There is, what was that magazine called? They were actually selling stocks, and they're the first, pretty much that set the ground floor for marijuana. What are they called? I don't know if somebody out there knows them. I actually turned a few people onto them, but High Times magazine is selling stocks. I would actually buy stock in them because they've been around a long time. They're actually the cannabis brand of all brands because they were talking about marijuana long before anybody was. And now that we've moved into this paradigm, they've expanded on it. So they're actually selling stock. And I would highly recommend getting in on that. I would also look for any type of companies that are going to be investing into kind of ironic, but pharmaceutical cannabis products. You have what they call canna pharmas out there that are creating various types of marijuana and CBD products under the pharmaceutical, I guess, brand you could call it. So I would definitely look to invest in that type of thing.
And I think just to add to that, you know, I think that mm-hmm. our street pharmacists who are into cannabis should definitely look into how they can become legit, get the proper license.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin is another one that's actually emerging too. So that's, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin is another area. So, you know, industrial hemp, definitely. Motley Fool, they always have their picks of pot stock and CBD. And I would definitely go with them. I would follow them. I think they're a very reputable company that provides valuable information. So if you're looking for that type of thing, then I would actually highly recommend them to follow
them. They recommended Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web too. Exactly.
Some of their stuff recently.
Exactly. Charlotte's Web is actually a good one. So, you know, people just have to kind of just keep their eye on the long term and just look for diversified investments, you know, because as the government regulations change, then you're going to be able to diversify your investment as that changes. So just basically sit on the sidelines and wait to see what is coming down the pipe. And I'm sure with elections coming, there's going to be a lot of advocacy in terms of that. So I would look at that because that's going to drive a lot of where we're going, you know, because of course it's sweeping all across North America. You know, so many states are going legal. CBD is proven and it's still, you know, being researched, but it has been proven right now to help so many people in so many different ways. And, you know, it's a very viable business. It's a very viable business, but there are a lot of different things to look at. There's a lot of different things to invest in. There's so much information out there. Again, that website that I was giving you was actually Americans for Safe Access. By the way, I just actually pulled it up. But
put it in the chat room, please, Allison.
Yeah, I will in a minute. Let me just look at some other things here that I may want to share. But yeah, it's a great industry. And the thing about it is that it sells itself. You don't have to go around. It's not like I have people coming to me. It's not like I have to go to someone and say, hey, do you need CBD? The minute that they even know that I have CBD, They're on my phone. They're in my emails. They're knocking at my door. So it's not a hard sell at all. This is, you know, this is not just something you're selling that's just going to be, you know, just part of a trend and it's going to fall off. This is something that it is integrated and interwoven into our everyday lives. It's whether it's your health or well-being, whether it's, you know, to make money, regardless of what it's for, it's a part of our lives and will be. And it's going to become more a part of our lives if we start to look at healthcare and where we're going with that. Right now, I don't know, this is a whole nother conversation, but they are implementing what's called propensity to pay. Again, like I said, that's a whole nother conversation because I think that people are kind of lulled to sleep and thinking that having a job and having insurance, you know, is assurance. And it's not, you know, I'm beginning to see a lot of things just in healthcare in which just even having my own insurance, you know, if you get sick and you have insurance, but then that insurance no longer covers the medication that you need, but you have insurance, okay, does not provide any assurance whatsoever. This propensity to pay that's being implemented into healthcare is going to be very, very tiresome when it comes to going into getting care with or without insurance. And I'm going to save that for another conversation because it is so deep and so technical that people need to know what to expect when it comes to getting care and how that's going to impact us. But nonetheless, the propensity to pay that's being implemented in healthcare and a lot of other things that's coming down the pipeline will make you have to look at CBD. You're going to either look at a way that you're going to use it. You're going to look at a way that you're going to sell it. Or invest in it. So regardless of
how you take care of your family.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, of course there are negative press that comes with it. You know, the minute that CBD comes around, it's like, okay, it's not safe for you. Well, you know, it's been safe for hundreds of thousands of years. The Egyptians used, you know, marijuana and CBD extracts for all types of things from makeups to even curing vaginal ailments. You know, people just need to do their homework and realize that it's been around. You know, we've been told that the sun isn't good for us, but until I see the trees dying, I think I'm going to, you know, just stay out in the sun.
And we have an endocannabinoid system in our bodies.
Your exactly. So that's been there before you manifested as a human. It was there while you were developing. Unfortunately, you know, we were taught about a lot of other types of systems, our digestive systems, our immune system, our all the types of systems, but never our respiratory system, but nothing about an endocannabinoid system. And so that's why it sounds so new to people. Like, what is this system? How comes I never heard of it? Well, you never heard of it probably because there's so many benefits in the plants around us that actually help to heal us. And that's basically what we're doing is we're just using plant medicine. We're just taking the extract from the plants that bind to our neurotransmitters and they know exactly what to heal. We're using plant medicine. This and in actuality, even in the pharmaceutical medicines that we are utilizing are still some of those same compounds and molecules from other plants that's healing us. So this is really nothing new.
Right. Most plants have a higher vibration than the human body does. For example, cannabis vibrates at 32 hertz and the human body vibrates between 5 to 10 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the heart that vibrates the highest, actually.
But the difference is that if you take CBD, no matter what the vibration is, there will be no physiological change. So if you smoke a joint or you absorb some form of THC, then there's going to be physiological changes in your body. Your temperature may go up, your blood pressure, your heart starts to race, things of that nature. However, in this case, there are no physiological changes whatsoever. And that's amazing that there are no physiological changes in the body. However, there are internal changes that are taking place as those molecules start to bind to those receptors.
It's healing. Yes.
Absolutely.
So we've reached our 1 hour mark. I want to thank everybody for joining the call today. And Allison, if there's any last words that you want to leave us with, feel free to do so now.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to come out here, talk to folks, because a lot of people had been, you know, hitting up my Facebook, messaging me. How can I start a business? How can I start a business? How can I start a business? And so I just thought it would be productive just to have a conversation around that to everyone, instead of trying to call 30 or 40 people to tell them the same thing. So, you know, again, a couple things for the road. One thing is make sure that you do your homework. Make sure that whoever you want to invest in, whether from a distributor perspective or from a dropshipper, that you research the company, see what they're doing now, and see what they're going to be doing later on in the next 5 years. See what, you know, what they're projecting in terms of their growth and in terms of their products. There are some people that may sell just animal products. There are some people that only sell edibles. There are some that may sell a range of products, ranging from pet products to skin, to hair, to anything. So there's some that, let's say you may make a good soap, and you may be looking for a company to distribute it. There are distributors out there in which you can make your own products. Make sure to do your homework in terms of any types of contracts that you may need to sign, and, you know, that type of thing. The good thing about dropshipping that I like is that I don't like the commission standpoint. I like to make my money up front. I don't like to wait around, and I don't like anyone promising me things. So the good thing about dropshipping is choose a dropshipper that actually splits the profit with you, not just gives you a 10%. Our distributors, Natural Leaf, gives you half of the profit. As I stated, it's $1,000 to come in. It's $10,000 for a license. Your social security number is not collected. They are confident in that you're going to sell these products. So again, do your homework. Make sure that you're licensed. Make sure you have your business license. I know a lot of people that do things and they have not a license, and they're the first, not a business license or anything. Please get a business license. In terms of, let's say, getting insurance for your business, you might want to term your business as a wellness and health business, more so than anything else. So that way it's easy for you to be able to get insurance if need be. Put it on the wellness, because it is anyway, it is part of wellness, but it is much more respected when it is termed wellness as opposed to CBD or anything else, because again, we need to get that stigma out of our heads that comes with marijuana. Make sure that if you are choosing if you're going to do it yourself and do your own website, you want to make sure that you're not choosing a website that's not going to be CBD friendly. I've actually seen people who have created websites, wasted their money, you know, because again, it's, it's like you try and failure back and forth. And some of these vendors are not accepting that. So Vistaprint is one of the ones I recommend. There's some others out there. Shopify, they said that they were moving to that. I don't know if they've actually made it there yet, but it seems that they were, they had that in the mix. So GoDaddy is one that actually is CBD friendly. So make sure that you know your platforms before you actually start, so you don't waste money creating a website and then finding out that you can't even sell the product that you are creating the website for. So find that out ahead of time. In terms of, let me see, someone I need to ask a question here. You're welcome. Okay, so someone said that Shopify isn't yet. Okay, so they isn't yet, but they actually did send something out saying that they were moving towards that. So GoDaddy, Vistaprint are the ones that I know of, and that's what you need to use. Vistaprint is very friendly for me because it actually not only gives you the ability to create your CBD products, but it also gives you the ability to create your own blog. One problem that I think, though, is that it integrates with Facebook, which is actually not a very friendly platform, but it also has the ability to integrate with Twitter. And I'm not sure. I think Instagram is coming up on their list. So they're getting up to speed on that. So it's a slow roll. I mean, if folks out there who are technical and want to create platforms in which people can actually, you know, advertise their things, that would be like, you know, that would be a great feat, because I don't know if you guys out there know Boyce Watkins. You know, he, you know, pretty much does his forum on financials and financial education. But he created a platform called Black Enough. And because he was getting suspended from Facebook and other places based on the information that he was sharing. So if that's something that I think that we need to do, is create these platforms where we can actually showcase our products. And branding, again, is another big area. If you get some folks out there who are good at artwork and good at designing, you know, graphic arts, that type of thing, that's very big. And I mean humongous. Everybody that's coming into CBD needs graphic artists. Everybody. You're going to have to advertise. You're going to need a graphic artist. So if you're out there and you're unemployed, you might want to start looking in the CBD world and taking your talents over there, because it's a new paradigm. And there are a lot of people that's looking for graphic artists. They're looking for all various types of people who fit into this new paradigm.
Yeah, anything, occupation that it takes to do almost any other type of work, we're going to need in this CBD world.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to tell people also, there is actually a school that I attended online called... okay, CTU, Cannabis Training University. It's $199, and sorry, just sending this out. It's $199, and you actually get certified on 10 different areas of, you know, the actual course. And once you get certified, you know, and the certification is great. I mean, it is such an extensive course that takes you through hemp, CBD, marijuana from seed to shelf, you know, making the product, the whole extraction process, cooking, you know, starting your business. I think that I would highly recommend that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put that up here on your chat, and that's called cannabis training.
Make sure you make it to everyone.
Okay, sorry. Okay, yeah.
To everyone.
Sure.
Okay.
And yeah, it's not allowing me to do that. It's only allowing me to send it privately. Let me do this.
I will paste it then.
Yeah, just copy and paste it for me. Yeah, it's not giving me that option at all.
So everyone, take a look in the chat, and you'll find the email of her company. You'll find the cannabis, the name of the Cannabis Training University. There's a link to the cannabis plan.
Yeah, so cannabis plan, cannabis plan is actually my company. Natural Leaf CBD is the company in which I distribute for. As I stated, it's a group of doctors who started their line of CBD, which they own hemp farms, and they are creating their own strains of, you know, CBD to target disease state. And so they have endorsed the product, the products, and so has the athletes from the NFL who have been, because they're actually doctors who are treating athletes. And this is how it came to be, that they were treating athletes from the NFL and have then expanded that product to the public. So again, gave you that. And then Cannabis Training University, or what's called CTU University. It's $199 for the course. You can finish it within your own time. It's strictly online. If you want to learn how to make your own products at home and sell your own things, that would definitely be a great course to take. Let me see anything else. Let me put something else in. Hold on. One minute. Sorry, guys.
Thank you for all of the information that you've shared with us.
And, you know, I'll definitely, you know, keep you updated. We've been actually working on creating a cannabis show here in Atlanta area. So that, of course, stemmed off of this healthcare thing. So we're going to integrate that. And I actually just had a conversation today with a network here that we're going to be working to produce that. So we're also going to be looking for producers. We're going to be looking for people, you know, as I stated, this is a whole new paradigm. And so it's going to take a lot of creativity to, you know, and people with all kinds of talents to get in and get this thing going. So, you know, if you know people who are looking to start a business, there's some work from home moms, you know, if you got time in your hands and you want to create something, make some extra income, that's a good way to make income. If you want to help people, if you want to, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, this is the time to do it. I think we're underrepresented, and I think we need to go back and take a look again and educate ourselves on what this business is all about. And, you know, and go from there. And if even if you don't want to invest in it, it's definitely good for just to know that you can have it as a backup in the event that you may not have pain medication or you have no alternative to relieve some of the symptoms you have. It's good to know that that is a backup.
Mm-hmm. And the recording from today's show will be posted once it's edited on the SIS site, www.sistersinspirit.net. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave your questions and comments on the site as well. You would
need absolutely
to just sign up, and then we'll share those comments with Allison.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody that's out there knows how to reach me on Facebook. You know, Sarah Dash, Allison Green, I'm out there. Just hit me up. Of course, I would say you could reach out to me on the Facebook Cannabis Plan, but that will come down eventually, and I'll eventually move that to another platform. So, yeah, definitely reach out to me if you like. Reach out to me on my website, www.cannabisplan.com, or you can also email me at Allison@cannabisplan. That's Allison with one L, A-L-I-S-O-N. At cannabisplan.com. I can be reached. And we can further this conversation. I really appreciate you, Darlene, bringing me in, having this conversation. Eventually, we'll start having some presentations on very specific areas on this business as it pertains to the products. So, you know, just stay tuned for that. For right now, we're just having a little chat, and hopefully it served as some good information to those of you who are seeking to start a business.
They can sign up at your site, cannabisplan.com.
They can actually, for distributorship or...
For additional information.
So for additional information, if you go on our site, you'll see an email, info@cannabisplan.com, or you can just email me directly at Allison@cannabisplan.com. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and as I said, we'll share information on the SIS site as well. And when you go to the SIS site, you can also see about our upcoming events, including other discussions where we're sharing knowledge that empowers. One of our focuses this year will be on starting businesses and ensuring that we have the income that we need to have to sustain ourselves as we start to see this society as we know it begin to deteriorate. And also, you can purchase the SIS 2020 calendar at the site in the marketplace, so that you can have that inspiration that we will be needing to help us through the transformation and restructuring that we'll be seeing in 2020. Thank you all for joining.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Green, for...
You take care. You're welcome, love.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.